This is a Real Ghost Stories Online Extra.
My name is Leah. I'm from Columbus, Ohio. I actually just called in a few minutes ago for another story, but I figured I'll go ahead and tell this extra one. I am 29 years old, and again, Columbus, Ohio. A couple years ago, my family and extended family went to Michigan for Thanksgiving, and it was actually the Friday after Thanksgiving, which is on Thursday, of course. And we always go to Friday Thanksgiving at my aunt's house, and they live on Groseal Island in Michigan. Well, because the family is getting larger, usually we stay at my aunt's house, but this time we stayed at this inn, which is on the island. This is a 9 by 3 mile island, so very small, but we stayed in a very, very old place. In my previous call, I had talked about how I don't think I'm as sensitive, but this is an experience that a whole group of us had. So we're at this inn, we're staying there for the weekend, and we were at our aunt's for the meal, and then we went back to the inn late at night, and a few of us decided to play cards. Me and my sisters, we're all in our, you know, upper 20s, early 30s. Their kids were put down to sleep upstairs. This inn probably has maybe four or five large bedrooms in the upstairs area, but that's it. The downstairs, there's a large table, really old place. So we're sitting there playing cards. Euchre is a big card game in the Midwest. We were playing that game. And pretty much for the whole evening, we just thought somebody in the fourth room, because we were occupying three rooms, so there was somebody in the fourth room. We didn't know who they were. And we just heard all this running. It was like running back and forth, and it was getting really loud. And we're like, who is up there, and who is this person? And they kept checking on my nephews. So a baby and a toddler at the time, and they were fast asleep. And so we checked on them several times, nothing. They're upstairs. You can hear us coming up and down the stairs, but we'd get back to playing cards and we would just hear running back and forth. I'm like, what the heck? So finally the inn owner, comes in to check and says, are you guys in for the night? We're like, yeah. And they said they left a number for us if we need anything. And who's in that fourth room? And they're like, oh, it's my niece. But she's not in right now. We're like, oh, okay. Who? That's great. We didn't ask about the running, but we all just looked at each other and we're like, not normal. Someone's clearly running back and forth. And my nephew, I think he was maybe about 3 or 4 at the time. He was in like his pack and play. He couldn't get out of that thing. And again, we kept checking and he was sleeping. We stayed there a second creepy at night. Somehow, I mean, we all managed to sleep, but we all pretty much agreed that something was running back and forth upstairs and they were not being quiet about it. And, we ran into the niece once and it didn't even seem like she was really there. She would come in late at night and then pretty much go straight to sleep because she was right next door to us. And I was like, don't think she's running. So shorter story, but, probably the only experience I've had where a whole group of us are like, nah, that's strange. And it got to the point where it kind of kept us up at night in the end, but we were happy for Sunday to come so we could, you know, leave. But that's all there is to that. So, again, love listening to your show. I've only been listening for about a week and a half, but I love it so far. I've been listening every day. And I hope to become an EPP member. Have a good night. Bye.
If you want access to more Real Ghost Stories, become a premium subscriber to Real Ghost Stories Online. Sign up now through Apple Podcasts and try it for 3 days free. Not on Apple? Go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com.